Blog Talk Radio.
He was born right here in the ATL. He was born.
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing the fold.
A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose.
JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme.
Skating down old Nat, Gat touched and leaned.
I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team.
No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean.
I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beams. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine.
Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware needs a steak knife and a fork.
Did you forget your fucking manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I shoot the cannon.
The woolly mammoth, saber-tooth, bitch, bite your tongue.
I won't stop until I'm rich as them whites will come.
I pull up in a black Lotus, your plaques are bogus.
So I strip them off the wall, waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball.
You racking them up on big paper like pancakes, stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac is a truck.
I can't lose with 22s, bitch, that's what's up.
Running in the back to fuck, better than this the aqueduct.
Chilling in the middle.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment or give your suggestions, opinions, comments on today's episode. Now, before I get into that, today's weather, we're looking at 80 degrees right now in the ATL. With the high of 91 today and the high of 93 tomorrow, partly cloudy, but really no rain until maybe Thursday or Friday. And looks like maybe a chance of rain on Saturday as well. But we're going to be into the low to mid 90s for the next 4 or 5 days, and that's your weather in the ATL. Today's word of the day is rigmarole. Rigmarole. Rigmarole is a noun, and it means confused or meaningless talk. Rigmarole. Rigmarole. R-I-G-M-A-R-O-L-E. Rigmarole is confused or meaningless talk, a complex and sometimes ritualistic procedure is the second definition, a complex and sometimes ritualistic procedure is rigmarole. All right, so that's your word of the day, and let's see, is there a, there's an example here. It says, rather than go through the annual rigmarole of filling out tax forms, Maureen would rather pay an accountant to do her taxes for her rather than go through the annual rigmarole of filling out tax forms. Maureen would rather pay an accountant to do her taxes for her. And that's a great way to talk about my sponsor. My sponsor, a professional accounting firm that does taxes, accounting, I mean, the whole nine yards. So you guys, instead of going through the rigmarole of filling out tax forms this year, give them a call and let them handle that headache. 770-732-0244 is their number. All right? So rigmarole is a very good word. You guys can stick that in your vocabulary box, in your brain, and use it when necessary. Okay? Let's see here. So here we go. But let's see, before I get into today's show, I want to say a couple of things about this politics and what's going on with the presidential race today. These guys are racing in competition for the Democratic and Republican nomination. This isn't the presidential election yet. They're just going to see who's going to represent the Democrats and see who's going to represent the Republicans for the presidency. Okay? And so, you know, I'm going to bounce on both sides. Let's start with the Democrats and Hillary Clinton, who is the front runner with the Democrats now, okay? They're talking about all these emails that she's been sending and, you know, sending back and forth to her daughter and different things like that. I mean, I don't understand what's the big deal about that, okay? What does that have to do with her running the country in a year? What does that have to do with anything? They're just trying to find mud to sling, right? They're just trying to find mud to sling. Now, and you go back and we talk about the leading Republican. The leading Republican right now, if you guys don't know, is an African-American man named Ben Carson, okay? He's leading the Republican Party right now. Trump was leading for a long time, but Trump can't seem to get his foot out of his mouth, and so he's been dying a slow death, all right? I told you guys that Trump is not going to make the Republican nomination. He's arrogant, and he doesn't know how to run a political campaign for the highest job in the world. He doesn't know how to do it. And he just gets out there and thinks he can do what he did, you know, when he was running his TV show, The Apprentice. This is not that. So he's dying a slow death. And, you know, sooner or later, he's going to realize that I can't keep dumping out these millions of dollars into this worthless campaign, and he's going to drop out. Okay? That's what I believe. That's my opinion. But Ben Carson, you know, again, he's an African-American candidate for the Republicans. Okay? That's a problem. All right? And then he, you know, he's a nice guy and all, but do we want a nice guy in the as president, or do we want a politician as president? Do we want a people person as president, or do we want a politician as president? And that's going to be the thing that we're going to have to figure out about him. Okay? But, I don't think he's presidential material either. He's a smart guy, okay? Got a lot of money, but he's not, to me, he's not presidential material, okay? And so anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Now, I guess another thing before I get into the show is that there was a police officers, I think in Decatur, okay, just outside of Atlanta, in Decatur, that got a call about a home invasion and to the wrong house. And they invaded the wrong house. Now, from what I can understand, when they went into this guy's house, they shot the guy. He shot back. And one of the officers in bad shape right now in the hospital, this is what I seem to have heard. And he shot the man, killed his dog, okay? And they were at the wrong house. The right house was two blocks over. Now, that's going to be a mess here in the future. And I'm just, waiting for more information on that. And as soon as I get it, I'll kind of let you guys know what's going on there. Anyhow, let's get into today's show, because this week we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, okay? Labor Day is on Monday, the first Monday in September. I know today is the 1st of September, but today is not the first Monday in September. So Labor Day is coming up on Monday, and what do we do Labor Day? What do we do on the Labor Day holiday weekend? This is like the last holiday before the summer ends, right? And the fall comes in. This is the last holiday. This is the last real beach holiday. The beach is gonna, the beach is gonna cool down, and so the beach is gonna cool down, and they're gonna pretty much shut down for the winter after this coming weekend, okay? And that's how things go. But what do we do on this weekend? We barbecue. We have cookouts. I don't know if the weather's going to permit. We just keep your fingers crossed with that. But we barbecue on Labor Day. I remember when I was, when I was young, we used to go to my grandmother's house, and my granddad would barbecue in the backyard. He had this pit barbecue grill in his backyard, and he used to put, 8-9 slabs of ribs on it, and everybody brought a little side dish, and, once the ribs were done, hey, we could go to it. And that's what we did for Labor Day, the holiday. So I decided to talk about barbecuing and smoking meats, okay? This, for the rest of the week on the show, because I know that there are a lot of my guys out there and girls who do not know to, properly grill their food. Okay, use their outdoor charcoal grill. I'm not talking about gas. I mean, I had a gas grill. I hated it. And so I've been back with charcoal ever since. Okay? Been going with charcoal ever since. So what I want to do is go like from start to finish. And today is going to be the start, is how to start your charcoal grill. Okay? And we're going to discuss the proper way to start your charcoal grill so that you will not continue to add lighter fluid and have your meats tasting like the fluid. And I know you guys have experienced that before, because I have. All right? But I'm going to tell you the way to do it in order not to get that lighter fluid taste on your food. And I'm going to disclose this with this. I know there are, you know, a bunch of people out there listening to the show that can do this and are good at grilling. And if you are and you want to make a suggestion or whatever, call into the show. Give us your suggestion. I'm always open to that kind of stuff. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to come in or lend your suggestions on this part of the show, okay? So, this is the beginning, okay? Now, starting your charcoal grill doesn't take a lot of time. It's just, you know, it's just knowing what to do, right? And a few different kinds of charcoal. Yeah, I used to use Maxlite all the time. Okay, I could just, you know, pile it up and oof, throw a match out there, and it's going. And with Maxlite, you can do that, but you have to wait until your coals gray over, all gray over, and then they're ready, they're hot, and they're ready to go. But Maxlite doesn't last very long, okay? You'll find yourself adding to your charcoal if you hadn't gotten all your meat cooked within that certain amount of charcoal that you put on the grill. But Maxlite is a great way to start your grill and get it going. And if you're doing hot dogs or hamburgers or something like that, that's great for that. Okay? Because, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers don't take a whole lot of heat, and you can knock it out real quick with the Maxlite. Now, if you're doing ribs and chicken and stuff like that, then I think you need the Kingsford charcoal briquettes. Or I use a lump charcoal. It looks like lumps of wood. Okay, it looks like lumps of burned wood. You ever saw a house that had been burned down? And the, you know, the 2x4s that were used to build a house, they're charred, they're burned. Okay, now if you cut those up into pieces, that's what lump charcoal looks like. Okay, that's what it looks like. And that's what I use. I use lump charcoal. All right? And so the way that you start your charcoal is that if you read the instructions on the bag, which a lot of people don't do, if you just read the instructions on the bag, it'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you, how to start your charcoals. All right, it will tell you to put your desired amount of charcoal in onto the grill. All right, stack it in a pyramid shape. So you put them, you pile them up in like a pyramid. And then you saturate your charcoal with charcoal lighter fluid. Saturate, what I mean by saturate is you squirt enough lighter fluid on there that you make them wet, and the lighter fluid will soak into your charcoal all the way through, right? It'll soak into them. And then you wait, after you saturate them, you wait about 3 or 5 minutes so that, again, your lighter fluid can soak into your charcoal. So after that 3 to 5 minutes, you get your lighter, and you light the bottom edges, the bottom of the pyramid. You know, you can go around to the four corners. Light each corner at the bottom of your pyramid. And as soon as you put that fire on them, poof, they're going to burst into flames. Okay? And because you saturate it, and because, I mean, this is good stuff. And because you saturate it, your charcoal with lighter fluid, that lighter fluid has gone all the way through those briquettes. Now when you put the fire to it, it's going to burn that's going to make that briquette burn all the way. Okay? And just like the match light, once it starts to gray over, okay, the fire dies down, and once it starts to gray over, now it's time for you to spread your coals out. Don't leave them in the pyramid. Spread them out evenly, okay, or at the bottom of your grill, spread them out evenly. And then you put your grates on the grill. And a grate is the surface that you cook your meat on. That's called a grate. People ask me, Frank, how do you... I caught hell trying to clean my grate. Well, the way that I clean my grate is I have a wire brush, made of a steel wire brush that I use for my charcoal, my grate. So once my charcoal gets hot, I put my grates on. I spread my charcoal out, put my grates on there. I'll close the lid on it, let those grates get hot. They'll get fiery hot while that fire is going still pretty good on your briquettes. Okay? And I mean, you guys should be writing this down. And then I'll scrape. I'll open the top, and then I'll get my wire brush, and I'll scrape the grates off. See, the fire and the heat, that breaks up everything that's on those grates so that you can easily just, you know, rub it off with that wire brush. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until the stuff is pulled off. Okay? And it's easy. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take much muscle, anything like that, to clean those grates. And now they're clean and they're ready for food. Then I'll close my hoodie back, and you know, let things get hot before I go to the meat. All right. So again, guys. I believe that's all of this part of this segment of the show is going to be. I talked about, you know, what you need to start your charcoal grill, the kinds of charcoal that you need, the kind that I use, the lump charcoal, but whatever you have, you can use the Kingsford charcoal briquettes with lighter fluid. Or, excuse me, you can go to the match light and just, you know, stack the match light up just like we said in a pile and a pyramid and light the bottom edges. And that match light will start up and it'll burn and it'll burn until they gray over. Spread them out. Put your grates up there and, hey, clean it up and you're ready to go. And you've got a good, hot fire. And so when your guests come over, when your guests come over, the first thing they're going to smell when they get out of their car is what? They're going to smell that chicken or those ribs on the barbie, right? They're going to smell that chicken and the ribs on the barbie as soon as they get out of their car. I mean, you can't help it, right? And then they're going to see the smoke coming from the backyard, and they're going to know that, hey, somebody's cooking some good stuff, right? Somebody's cooking some good stuff. And so do that, guys. That's the perfect way to start your charcoal grill, get your briquettes going, get them hot, and clean your grates off with the wire brush. You can buy it at Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever. I think, any hardware store or Walmart or Kmart, anybody has those wire brushes for cleaning your grill. Now, if you don't have a wire brush but you need to clean your grill, of course, then sometimes I'll take maybe an old or a new piece of aluminum foil, get a nice ball of it, you know, crunch it up into a nice ball, make sure it fits your hand, and you can go out there once your grates get hot, you can use that aluminum foil and go back and forth on those grates and clean them. I mean, that's just like the wire brush, right? It's just aluminum, and you're still scraping that stuff off your grill. And now you're ready to go, okay? You're ready to start cooking. So tomorrow, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to pick it up from here and take it from cleaning your grates into cooking your chicken or cooking your ribs or doing hot dogs and hamburgers, what have you, whatever you're cooking. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about putting that together, and we're going to talk about when to season your food, where you need to marinate it or whatever. That's what we're going to talk about on tomorrow. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. I've got only a few minutes left in the show, so I'm going to shut down now and let you guys know that I appreciate you, and I really do hope that you guys got something from this show. Hey, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Have a great day.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
yards. You deserve nothing but all the finer
things.
Now this whole world has no clue what to
do with us.
I got enough money in the bank for the
two of us.
Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the
stove.
Taking trip from here to
Rome.
So if you ain't got no money, take your belt home.
Myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. Seek the dark ahead if I stay.